the rest of the story. The President of the United States had been warned repeatedly that he was an easy target, that going to the theater made him ultimately accessible to the public and therefore to danger. But he and the First Lady loved the theater, any kind of theatrical production. They would not be dissuaded from attending. Not all the objections to Lincoln's passion for the stage regarded his personal welfare. Many clergymen bemoaned the chief executive's moral support of the playhouse, said it was inappropriate and misleading. And those officially responsible for the president's safety considered such evening gallivantings near impossible to supervise. But the nation's capital was a marvelous town for devotees of the stage. In its many fine theaters, one could find operas, minstrel shows, Shakespearean tragedies, raucous comedies, all in the same evening. Either alone or in the company of a variety of companions, Abe Lincoln attended Grover's Theater no fewer than 100 times his first days in Washington, but there was one theater, Ford's Theater, and this one play the Lincolns were particularly eager to see, and no, it was not Wise, and yes, they did go anyway. John Hay, the president's secretary and assistant, reported the production was rather tame. It was not the sort of knee slapper that Lincoln liked best. Nevertheless, he would go to Ford's Theater with the president and Mary, and Mrs. Hunter and Cameron and Nicolay. And surely they would enjoy one another's company, if not what transpired on the stage. It was an especially dark night. Plenty of shadows willing to engulf those not wishing to be seen. But the president was in fine spirits. He was smiling. He waved to fellow theatergoers. And then he mounted the stairs with his guests to the banner-draped president's box. And you know what happened there. You don't know what happened then. That's the rest of the story. For the night I'm telling you about was not to be Lincoln's last night. No, this night was November 9, 1863. A little more than a week before, the president made his illustrious address at Gettysburg, a year and 5 months before he suffered a fatal gunshot wound in that same theater box. This was a year and a half before that. But the significance of this particular autumn evening, though it's most always obscured in Lincoln lore by many more significant events that occurred in that pivotal president's time, must not be forgot that once upon a November night, the Lincolns went to Ford's Theater to see a play called The Marble Heart, and all of the while they sat there in that precise place of such great future relevance on the stage below, the star of the drama was even then embroiled in a private drama of his own, occasionally regarding the nation's chief executive out of the corner of one eye, pondering the plight of his beloved South amid unrelated lines of dialogue, wondering, perhaps even mentally setting the stage for the greatest drama of all. For you see, the star of The Marble Heart, who entertained Abraham Lincoln that night, a year and a half before Lincoln was killed, the star that night was actor John Wilkes Booth. Now you know the rest of the story.